Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here with The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Don't listen. Get involved, get engaged, get informed. All of those at one time. I really do. I want you engaged. I want you informed. I want you to get involved in the conversation. Later on, after the break, we're going to talk more. I should say we're going to talk about more. We're going to talk about China. China's involvement in the election. I want to talk about China's control. If you got another way to put it, let me know. Let's talk about his control over China's control over Biden. Dr. Dana Chang will join me from Epoch Times. I call it Epoch Times. I have to ask her what it is, because people make fun of me when I say that. But Epoch is E-P-I-C, right? I mean, it's not E-P-O. Yeah, we're getting an English lesson here. Anyway, so really, seriously, I don't think, maybe some of us realize China's influence on Joe Biden and family, or actually, China's influence on the Democrat Party. Look at what's going on. Look at how quickly, and some of you say, look at what he's doing. He's overturning everything that Trump did because he hated Trump. This has nothing to do with the hate for Trump. It really doesn't. It has to do with them lining their pockets. You know, I grew up in Boston in the 70s. You want to talk about some corruption going on in government? I remember hearing these guys talking. They used to talk about things like, look, if we can't get that contract here, right, you can't make no money unless there's money coming in, if you know what I'm saying. I knew exactly what they were saying. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's go to Ed from Washington. Ed, thanks for calling. Thanks for listening.
Hey, how are you doing? Thanks for taking
my call.
Good,
how you doing? No problem.
Yeah, you were talking about teachers making remarks at your little meeting. And yeah. I'm not going to go into a long dissertation, but this foreign girl who was just recently coming into our country and was going to public schools, and her teacher, she was 12 years old, I asked her what she learned during the day, and she said that the teacher had told her that Martin Luther King had freed the slaves. And I said, no, you must have misheard her. She said, no, that's what she said. And I said, no, he was a reverend, a Christian reverend, who was out there trying to demonstrate for people's rights. But that's the kind of thing that a Seattle school teacher was teaching kids.
Oh, Ed, Seattle, what did you expect?
At least it's not Capitol Hill.
Yeah, I know. Oh, my God. No, you're right. There's so much of this stuff going on in the schools. They're teaching what they want to teach. I've seen interviews now with teachers who basically said they don't go by curriculum. They go by what they believe is truth. I think those teachers should be fired. You should be teaching history or government based on what you think truth is.
But you know for a fact how hard it is to even get a child molester out of the school system.
Yep.
It takes 7 years of all the negotiations with the teachers union just to remove a poor teacher out of the system.
You know, Seattle's a big school system, but LAUSD is obviously a lot bigger than Los Angeles Unified. And they've got that crap going on a regular basis and trying to get rid of some of these teachers, bad teachers. It truly is. It almost takes an act of Congress to get them out of there.
Well,
it's so bad.
In New York, they don't even get rid of them. All they have to do is show up. There's a building there that all the teachers that have been put on leave for whatever reason, misbehaving,
yep.
All they have to do is show up to get their checks. They're not allowed into the school system, but they have to show up so they can get their checks.
I wish I had that kind of agreement. Ed, thanks for calling. I appreciate your time.
Bye.
Bye. Right. And he's right. It's one. You know, they complain about the police union, right? You know when things go sideways with the police departments, they complain about how they cover for each other. Now look at when I talk about, and again, I'm not just saying it because I'm part of an education system, but I know many of these. I've seen a lot of these. There are lots of teachers. The majority of love their kids, love what they do, would never hurt their children. But I'm tired of hearing about how police departments cover for their bad cops. You never hear that about teachers. And I'm going to tell you they do. And I'm not saying that because I'm in the system, so to speak. I'm saying that because for 12 years, I've been doing stories about it. I've been doing stories about teachers who knew other teachers were having sex with students, and they covered for them. Well, if they had a drug or alcohol problem while they were teaching in class, and they covered for them. Why don't we call those teachers out? Is that profession so sacred that you can't call any of them out? If it's that sacred and that important, my message to the teachers that are active and doing what they're doing, you call them out. You show us how much you appreciate that profession. You know how important. Look, that child or those children are with you 6 to 8 hours a day. They see you almost as little gods. They trust you. They love you. They trust what you have to say. How dare you cover for a bad teacher or a bad administrator for that fact? Right? I want you to think about that, because some of you truly are. I've talked to some of you who want to get back to school. You want to get back in the class. You want to get your kids out of the situations that they're in. And I know you love these kids. But don't get into that gray area of covering for somebody else because you feel sorry for them or bad for them. If you really feel sorry or bad for them and you really love the kids, then you get them help. And you tell them point blank, I know you've got this going on. If you don't go get help for it, I will turn you in. Totally went off what I wanted to do. Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side. Be back in a few minutes. Dr. Dana Chang joins me from Epic Times. Don't go far. It's all about China. We'll be right back.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with a free subscription from Avid Market Highlights Report. With gold prices hitting new highs in 2020, investors are just beginning to push into junior gold miner stocks. And we want to send you research that can position you to win with this red-hot gold stock opportunity in the market. Text WIN to 48542 for more info on gold miner investment opportunities now with your free subscription to Market Highlights Report. Text the word WIN to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the winningest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word WIN to 48542. Text WIN to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text WIN to 48542.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
What I meant was, if we had a nice bungalow and I came home from work and you were standing by the gate, you came home from work and I was standing by the gate, that's more like it.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me.
We are back.
Fella once said,
you're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And as I said, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568 to get involved, engaged. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I really do. I want you to spend more time with us. I want to make sure that you get the truth, though. You know, you're being bombarded with information all over the place. You don't know what's real, what's not real at times. That's why you got to find shows. You got to find people that you trust. And they're going to bring the information, not for sensationalism, because I have friends in this business too. And you know, when you talk to them about certain issues, they just it's all about sensationalism for them to draw you in to listen to what they have to say. I don't want to do that. I want you to tune in because you're getting real information, that you're getting some of the answers, or even just hearing the discussion about stuff you were thinking about. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Let me welcome Dr. Dana Chang to the show again. I love having her on the show. She's only been on one time, but I got to tell you, we got such a great response from it. She's a senior editor at China News and with Epoch Times. Dr. Chang, thanks so much for being with me. I really do appreciate your time.
Well, thank you for having me.
Yeah, it is good to have real information that people can go on and not get all these, I won't say crazy, but some misinformation that's out there on the web, that big bad web. One of the things you and I were talking about a little bit during the break, and one of the things that people keep asking over and over again, and I saw some information saying, being a long time in the technology world, there is validity to it, but to say that China was involved in our last election, I would tend to believe or tend to rumor that they've been involved in several elections. This is really nothing new to have them or Russia or others trying to interject into our elections. Would you agree with that?
Well, we know that China interfered with election in Taiwan, and we have heard that they interfered with election in Korea. So, and here, a year ago, Wall Street Journal had an article that they had a case study. A voting machine has 20% of parts made in China, and China is very advanced in, you know, the technology, not only the hardware and also the software. So the director of National Intelligence, John Ratcliffe, assessed that China interfered in the 2020 federal elections, according to a letter to Congress. So, of course, we can talk about Wuhan virus. That itself, right, caused the mail-in vote. That's a whole, like, right, on the biggest scale, yeah, made it possible that any election problem could have happened. Yeah.
Yeah, but you just made a point that is so true. I mean, I've worked in the technology field for years, and one of our first issues, I'm talking late 90s, one of our first major problems that we were having with software that we were buying was it had been pirated from China. And, you know, we had to deal with that. We had to learn how to deal with that. And you find out in a relatively short period of time how much involvement, how good they are from a technological standpoint with all of this.
Right.
Yeah.
Thanks to the openness of America, China had sent groups and groups and coming to America to learn the technology and to get the business ideas. Basically, every company, every idea in Silicon Valley, you know, I should say CCP, the Communist Party, they have cloned the entire, you know, that idea in China, and they right. would not give the market to American companies, that's for sure. They only want the ideas, the experience, and the technology. Well, talking about that, you know, they can counterfeit almost everything. You know, recently we just heard that the U.S. Customs and Border Protection seized two parcels arriving from China that counterfeit currency. That's very difficult to do.
Not for them. Apparently, they're good at it. You know.
Right.
This
is not the first time. Yeah.
Right.
Go ahead.
I have read that. You're right. You're going to speculate here a little bit, but how did it become that Russia became the enemy and China was able to kind of divert all the attention towards Russia? Is it propaganda coming out of China? Is it that they have so much control over some of our elected officials that that's how it's happening?
Well, I think one important element is they have corrupted the mainstream media here in America. Chinese propaganda have been able to take a ride on the mainstream media here, for example, they insert their propaganda in Wall Street Journal, New York Times, and LA Times, and Washington Post. They just pay and to insert their paper there, and when readers read it, it's as if it's a part of the paper, and all those paper, it's officially from propaganda department in China, and CCP made it clear every media in China need to be the mouthpiece of Communist Party. So this paper get into our mainstream media and shape the opinion. And this says alone that they work very closely with mainstream media and have business partnership. And of course, they are not going to say anything negative. And they don't have the right critique's eye to China issue anymore. And our country rely on those media to get information. And so that's one major element of that. Mm-hmm. And for the past several decades, people always believe that engaging them in business will change them. But instead, they changed us. We didn't change them, and we get distracted by Middle East. And now in the past 4 years, people always talk about the problem from Russia. That's exactly what the CCP wants to hear. China is happy, and China thinks that Americans are stupid. Because at this point, Russia, between U.S. and China, if Russia has a choice, Russia would rather partner with America, believe me. This is exactly why China wanted to be, to have a normal relationship with U.S. when they were caught between Russia and, you know, U.S.
We got to go for a quick break, Dr. Chang. We'll be back in a minute. I want to talk about some of the phony money coming into this country from China. Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Side. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. The House has passed a Senate amended budget resolution on President Biden's coronavirus stimulus package. Congress could approve final legislation by March 15th, the date when additional unemployment benefits expire. January's jobs report shows 10.1 million Americans are unemployed. The Department of Labor said Friday that 49,000 jobs were added. The president's plan includes a provision to raise the federal minimum wage to $15 an hour by 2025, but he tells CBS's Nora O'Donnell it is not likely to be approved.
We should have a minimum wage stand by itself, $15 an hour, and work your way up to the 15. It doesn't have to be boom. And all the economics show if you do that, the whole economy rises.
The president says he is committed to continuing negotiations on raising the federal minimum wage from $7.25 an hour. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
This is the worst looking hat I ever saw. Well, you buy a hat like this, I'll bet you get a free bowl of soup, huh?
We are back. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Actually, you know, I should start using get informed. And some of you have been listening to the show for any length of time. You know, look, I don't come off as the expert. I don't know how some of these guys do it, because they're not the expert. You know, we look to people who've been at it, been writing about it, been involved in it. Those are the people you need to listen to. Not guys like me. So, forget the senior editor at China News and with Epoch Times, and Dr. Dana Chang joins me, who got so much to talk about when it comes to, you know, Dr. Chang, again, first of all, thanks for being with me. I appreciate it. And we're going to get to the money thing in a minute. What I keep trying to explain to people that the Chinese culture is a long-haul culture. You know, they're willing to take the time it takes and do the work and, you know, to achieve their goals, if you would. Would you say that's a true statement?
Well, yes, yes.
Yeah, especially for China when it comes to, you know, doing things for the country. And I read about that, and I see it, and what have you. There's a rumor, or there's some information going about that China is, I don't know if they're flooding our market, but fake money is coming into the U.S.
Well, yeah, that's true. Last week, January 28th, U.S. Customs and Border Protection officers seized the two shipments arriving from China. They had like $100 bills and $50 bills.
Wow.
Total about like $136,000. And this is not the first time. And unfortunately, this is not the first time. So I think last year in May, and the officer has seized 351,000 and dollars worth of counterfeit currency in Milwaukee. So that's like $100 bill. And then about a year ago in December 2018, there were about 1 million counterfeit, about one is single dollar. So 1 million one meaning, single dollar, one is spread into the society. That's a lot spreading into the society. Well, so fortunately, it got seized, but we don't know whether there are like other shipments that have really entered the market.
You know, while you were talking, somebody had sent me a question. I don't know if you can answer this or not, but, you know, talk about counterfeit products. The drugs that you buy online or drugs that you order or even drugs that, quote, unquote, legitimately come in here that China is producing for the U.S., is there a lot control over those drugs? Are they up to par? Or are they counterfeit type of drugs?
Yes, of course. Even in China's market, they will complain that their babies and got vaccines and got other like and drugs and get it deformed. It has been scandal after scandal after that. So there's nowhere control of that market. So when they come to United States, well, good luck, right? And some are good, some might not be good.
Do you? I've got to ask you personally before we go on. Are you ever concerned about your safety? I mean, you know so much about China. You're willing to talk about it, and are you concerned about your safety at all?
Well, you know, I'm here in America. This is a free country. My friend, actually, the first group of reporters for Epoch Time, they were based in China, and that entire group were arrested by CCP, the Communist Party.
Wow.
Some served 10 years in jail. Some served like 3 years or 5 years. But a few served 10 years in jail for reporting truthfully about the human rights violation, about, you know, situation in China. So that's the price we have to pay for a free press. So the freedom here is doubly precious to us. We need to defend the freedom. To defend freedom, independent media is very important, is critical.
Well, for anybody who thought that this country was oppressive and nasty, when I saw the protests going on in Hong Kong, and I saw them waving the American flag, and I saw them singing, you know, our anthem, as though and you know, we were a hope for them, our lifestyle, our way of living was a hope for them. You have to, unless you're just dull, you have to realize that we're seen as that beacon of hope across the globe. And I'm hoping people still see us that way, because we can still fight. We can still win back our country.
Right.
Yeah.
Everything that happened to America has a big impact on the whole world, because the freedom here is the hope of people.
Yep, I agree. All right, so Epoch Times was not spared the YouTube demonetization monster. I will tell you that 2 years ago, they demonetized almost 3,000 of my videos. And they've been doing this to conservatives for a long time. And I did not wish it on Epoch Times, but I did wonder how long it would take them to do so, because the information in your videos and some of the people that you have doing it, I'm surprised it took them so long. But are you fighting this? Is the company fighting this?
Well, it's such a surprise to us. We are immigrants. We were established by immigrants, and this is our American dream. We really trusted the freedom here. And so this is like such a surprise to us. We have always fought with the communists in China. We never thought this kind of a censorship and the communist style censorship would come to America. So it's such a surprise. And fortunately, we got a lot of support from readers.
Yep. Well, you know what? Hopefully people will kick it up. They'll help out. They'll help out financially. They'll help out because you can still view them. There's just no money made from the viewing, correct?
Right, right. And people can get on our website and subscribe and or donate just to support our, you know, independent reporting.
Yep. All right, so let's move on to the next thing. I mean, the connection between China and the Bidens, it's not one of fairy tales. It's not fake news. It's very solid and very long, is it not?
China has engaged in this long-term work to infiltrate and influence the politicians. So it's no surprise. Let me tell a story. Year 2002, I was talking with a director of the think tank in D.C., and she told me that within a very short period of time, they found that many people on the Hill start to have a Chinese girlfriend. In a very short period of time, and they did a survey, and they found out there were more than 200 of them. So that's a systematic work, right? But still, Xi Jinping wanted to meet with Biden, and the Biden administration is trying to postpone that, and China got very upset. So now they send like war plan circling Taiwan, trying to give Taiwan pressure. Actually, anything China is doing in South China Sea or to Taiwan, it's all testing U.S. and see how far they can push and whether U.S. really will stand up, you know, to CCP, and whether U.S. will be very soft. They are testing U.S. So that's a challenge to Biden.
And Trump scared them. I would imagine Trump, they knew that Trump would not allow them to get away with this kind of thing, didn't they?
Right. Trump was very, you know, very tough. Yeah. But China also know that, okay, U.S. president is short term, and we can be there here for a long time. But the U.S. president can change, the policy can change. They hope they can go back to Obama.
Dr. Chang, we got to go for a quick break. We'll talk about this more on the other side. Joe Messina, your host, you'll listen to The Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. Sorry about that.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from Sunny-Bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from Sunny-Bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click Sunny-Bay.com. That's Sunny-Bay.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
We are back. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. As I like to say, be part of the solution. You know, I brought on senior editor of China News and with Epoch Times, Dr. Dana Chang. Always appreciate her time. It's a fairly new segment we started doing just last week. Some of you seem to enjoy it so much. And I'm enjoying it because we're getting information that we normally don't get. And it's hard to sift through all the info that's being thrown, and misinformation for that matter, that's being thrown at you. So again, Dr. Chang, thank you so much for being with me. I really do appreciate your time with us.
Well, thank you for having me.
You know, and we were talking a little bit about, you know, China and China's, I don't say incursion, but almost like taunting the U.S. with its incursions over Taiwan. And you said that they were testing to see how far we might go maybe in protecting Taiwan. Do you have any thoughts as you know, do you think that Biden will step up? Do you think that Biden understands how important it is that he protect these people?
Well, Taiwan, if U.S. lose Taiwan, U.S. will lose a very important part of free world ally. China would break Taiwan first, then break Australia, then, you know, and they are in a better position to counter U.S. So it's very important that U.S. would stand up to China and defend Taiwan. So now China is testing how far U.S. will go to counter China, whether, you know, we can stand firm. They are testing. And they are sending, like, warplanes circling Taiwan. But I don't think they dare to take action.
I'm not really good at foreign affairs. That's why I bring other people on as well. And I often wonder how far they'll go and to see what would happen. And, you know, you look at all the little islands that they've created in the China Sea. We didn't do anything about it. We didn't push back on it. And now they really feel like they are emboldened or have a right to be in that area, don't they?
Right. That's a very important step to become a world dominant.
Yep. No, I agree. It's again, it's just interesting. I'm watching all this start to play out. Who's going to end up on whose side or working with whom? The North Koreans, obviously a friend of or partners with in some ways with China. Where do you see Biden in all this? Are they afraid of Biden? Do they think they can take advantage of Biden at this point?
Yeah, they start to get very strong towards China, towards U.S. They want to test. You know, between U.S. and China, they have to pick a side. And China has supported North Korea for a long time.
Yep. Oh, yeah. And apparently, from what I read or what I understand, I mean, China, for all intents and purposes, is an economic engine for North Korea. They really couldn't survive at all without China's help, could they?
Exactly.
Yeah. So very, very important relationship there. And then one last question for you that I got from the chat room was, you know, how serious is opening the grid to China? What does that entail, and why does China want it?
China want to get onto the system in the West, and in terms of technology, they have got enough to compete. And the reason they want to get 5G all over the world is to control the nerve system. To control the nervous system of every country, and that's very dangerous.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you open up, you know, again, I've been in technology for years. You open up 5G and give somebody like China and some other bad players any kind of control or access to it. From what I'm understanding is the ultimate goal here in America, which is to have 5G connected to everything, your refrigerators, your computers, your cell phones, everything. The amount of information that will be flowing that they can grab and run with is extremely dangerous. And what they could conceivably could shut down from their access to 5G, isn't it?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, very, very, very scary. All right, Doctor, where do people find more of your writings and get to learn more about you?
They can get on the website theepochtimes.com. Epoch spelled E-P-O-C-H.
And it's, all right, so people are making fun of me. Is it Epic Times or Epoch Times?
Epoch Times.
Okay. All right, that's easy enough. Now I'll get it right from now on, I promise. Dr. Chang, thank you for being with me. Have a great rest of the night.
Thank you.
All right. I hope you guys are enjoying those segments as much as I am, because, you know, it's information that we don't normally get. You know, we get sometimes second and third hand information, but she's been there, she's lived it. And she said something I thought was really interesting, and it was a conversation, if you were listening in the first hour, It was a conversation I was having with Sonia Schmidt in the first hour. Right? How far are we willing to go to fight for our freedoms? Anybody want to, you know, venture to guess for real? Because are you willing to take a chance of being arrested? Are you willing to take a chance of going to jail? I'm not so sure we have people that will do that anymore. I mean, look, not playing martyrdom here, so let's get that out of the way. But I put myself in the way big time, in a lot of ways. And right now, as some of you know, right, we've got, we're being sued by Katie Hill. If you want more information about this, this was the ex-congressperson that we helped to remove from office by simply calling out the illegal things that she was doing that she was blaming everybody else on, or playing everybody else on, I don't know, whatever way you want to put it. It's just nuts. And so, though innocent, because of the way our legal system works, which is fine, we've got to fight it. So if you want to learn more about it, just head over to therealside.com/helpjoe. Realside.com/helpjoe. Send it to your friends. Let them know. And yeah, we do, from the chat room. We have to be willing to risk everything. We have to be willing not to stop and go every time you are going to make a decision to do something. You can't say, what is this going to cost me? How might this come back and bite me? No, honest to God. Now, I don't know if I'm stubborn or stupid, but I have taken on that attitude. It's like they can't do anything else to me. They have come after me and Tammy in ways that you guys don't even know about. But we have said, look, we're willing to put through it if it makes a difference. Or go through it if it makes a difference. And then you've got, you know, we need less Facebook warriors and we need more doers. Really that simple. And yes, if it's not if China gets access to 5G, it's when. And, you know, listen, guys, let's just be honest about it, okay? Even if we don't give them the open door, they've got the people to get the open door. They know how to infiltrate. They've been doing this for years now. And not just here, all over the world. It's just like some of the arguments I have with some of my conservative friends, you know, about not wanting a national ID card or not turning on the locator on their phone. Are you seriously telling me that you believe that they don't know what you're doing or how? I mean, come on, honestly. From the day you got your first credit card, they know what you're buying and where you're going. Now, today, they're getting a lot more detail. So you're not going to necessarily stop them from what they're doing. Always appreciate the time you guys spend with me. Now, look, here's, you know, you heard Sonia state earlier. I've talked about it a dozen times, and it's so true. In your cities, in your towns, in your areas. You know, Dr. Bridget Melson, if I misunderstood her, I'm sorry, but I remember her talking to me about the reason she tried to, you know, got on the city council where she lives. She was listening to me, and she was listening to me talk and explaining what our responsibilities are, what we're supposed to be doing. She ran for city council and won. So maybe you're not the one that runs. Maybe you're the one that becomes a treasurer for that candidate. Maybe you're the one that does the media. Maybe you're the one that does the social media. But whatever it is, you've got a talent. The talent might be to pick up the phone and start calling people. You want to take back this country? You want to keep this country? We've got to get real patriots, real Constitution lovers voted back into these offices. I'm Joe Messina, your host. God bless. Always appreciate the time that you guys spend with me. I mean that sincerely. You know, get involved, get engaged, learn more about what's going on in your community. I say this all the time, you grandparents, you're not over yet. Talk to your grandkids. Talk to your kids. Make sure they know the truth about this country. Hey, God bless people. Have a great rest of the day. We'll be back tomorrow. I mean, we'll be back later. Third of the week. We'll see you then.